We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. Whatever else happens in the ongoing drama of the implementation, selective de-implementation, delays, waivers, and executive orders of dubious legality surrounding Obamacare, one thing is fairly certain. The next proposed big government solution to a real or perceived big societal problem is likely to be met with considerable skepticism. That is the silver lining in the monstrous cloud that is Obamacare. Most liberal big government programs only reveal the truth of conservative objections to them over a period of years or even decades. Even then, that truth is hard for many to see. As an example, it took a half century for the expansion of welfare to bring about the breakdown of the black family, something of which conservatives and even a few liberals like Daniel Patrick Moynihan warned at the time. Even now, the connection between the two is not fully appreciated by a majority of Americans. Opponents of Medicare warn that its original cost projections were wildly unrealistic and that basic demography was being ignored in making them. But the inevitable insolvency of the program has played out in slow motion. In polls taken today, the threat that Medicare poses to the very solvency of the nation still fails to make the top five on the list of things Americans are most concerned about. But unlike these two examples, the utter unworkability of a cabinet department trying to manage and control one-sixth of the U.S. economy is revealing itself in real time. The Affordable Care Act is so fundamentally flawed, is having such immediate negative effects, and is so impossible to implement that unlike prior entitlements, a large and growing number of people are hoping this entitlement dies in its crib. The president's serial revisions and waivers to Obamacare serve as clear evidence that the law simply cannot work as currently on the books, that he is scrambling by unilaterally changing the law time and again by executive fiat, is proving to be a bridge too far for most of the country. A recent Fox News poll revealed that 70% of the country believes the president is overstepping his constitutional authority. To the dismay of the administration, even one-time supporters of Obamacare are turning on it. As liberal Ron Fournier lamented in his National Journal column, quote, "It's getting difficult and slinking toward impossible to defend the Affordable Care Act," end quote. And thus I say, good luck to some future FDR or LBJ or Barack Obama who comes with a sweeping big government solution to whatever the cause celeb social problem happens to be at the time. For a generation, people are going to remember the big government solution to the health care crisis that turned into the farce called Obamacare. And that's why I take heart in saying that it's entirely possible that in the end, those on the right may one day look upon Obamacare as a priceless gift. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. The people in the wine department at Fresh by Brookshire's are ready to help you select what you need from the Keepersall collection of wines. In fact, they can't wait. Fresh prides itself on featuring local growers and producers, and Keepersall prides itself on being a locally owned estate winery. The happy collaboration between these two local companies is one that should include you. So here's what you do. If you're already a fan of one or more of the wines from the Keepersall Estates Winery, then just go to Fresh, and they'll put bottles or cases in your hands right away. If you do not yet have a Keepersall favorite, then visit the Keepersall Winery tasting room on the grounds of Keepersall Estates this weekend. Ask to try wines from the collection, and then always know that you can restock anytime when you shop at Fresh by Brookshire's. Of course, at the winery, the nominal $1 tasting fee is always on me. Keepersall wines, locally grown, vended, and bottled, and available at the Keepersall Winery on Keepersall Estates and at Fresh by Brookshire's on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler. We'll be right back.